Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Nonprofit Radio, FM 97.3, KZAC LP Sacramento, 104.9 FM, KGIG LP Modesto Ripon, or FM 93.3, KPHD LP Modesto Series.
Welcome to today's backstory with former Mayor Carmen Sabatino. With news and information you will not read in the local paper or hear on area radio and TV. The backstory presents an insider's view of what's really happening on a local political scene. And now, let's join your host, Carmen Sabatino, to learn the backstory.
Well, welcome once again. This is the backstory. I'm Carmen Sabatino, former mayor of Modesto, and I'm here with Dave. Dave, how's it going today?
Doing well, thank you very much.
We did get on the air. I think we had just a minor glitch there, but we're here to talk about what's been going on. And yesterday was a good day for me. I had two visits. I visited the Board of Supervisors in the morning, and we'll have an audio of that.
I've got that, the evening one.
The evening one was with the Modesto City Council. And I went in and we talked about the fact that it's 2020 is just around the corner, and everybody is beginning to get involved in politics. So, you know, you can't tell the players without a scorecard. So I wanted to talk about a few players that are involved. We're involved in my campaign for mayor back in 99. And the fact that the same people who were taking papers out to oppose me in 99 filed papers January 30th of 2019. And basically, the committee was called Modesto 2000. We covered a little bit of this yesterday, and we're going to just cover a brief thing because we did go to the City Council and the Board of Supervisors, but the election was 12-14 of 99, and these papers were filed on December 2nd of 99, and the treasurer of the Modesto 2000 committee was a guy by the name of George A. Petrolakis. George is a land use attorney. And he's a political consultant, sort of like what Richie Ross is in Sacramento. He's a consultant. Richie Ross is known as the king of time for the kind of campaigns that he conducts for his clients. George Petrolakis, however, I refer to him as the Prince of Slime because he does the local thing. But the treasurer of the Modesto 2000 committee is George Petrolakis. The assistant treasurer is Supervisor Jim DeMartini. And this, again, was filed 12 days before the campaign. The Modesto 2000 committee, their purpose was to oppose mayor of the city of Modesto in opposition. It was executed on 12-2. Well, if you look at the campaign disclosure statement, and, you know, every voter should be educated that they can find all of this information online. You don't have to trust the bee. If you want to know who's who, who's playing on what team and on what field, follow the money. Go to the California Form 460. You don't even have to go to the county clerk's office. You can just get it on the website. And also, there's a number on the form if you need technical assistance, if you're thinking of running yourself. But the Modesto 2000 committee reported $11,457 in contributions. So if you go to the monetary contributions received, it gives you the name. Now, this was all on the same day, 11/24/99. Jim DeMartini, he contributed $900. Gary Reed, I don't know who Gary Reed is, but he contributed $900. He's from Turlock. And then Liberty Zagaris, she contributed $5,000. I guess Liberty Zagaris, I'm pretty sure, is the mother of Mike Zagaris, and she's listed as a homemaker, and she contributed $5,000. George Petrolakis, the land use attorney, all on November 24th, contributed $5,000. Now, let me show you that these are loans. This is money that should be paid back in case they collect more money. Well, so the total contributions, $11,457. And it just so happens that the total expenses, crude expenses, Ross Communications of Sacramento. And he billed $11,457. But Ross Communications maybe did it for nothing because the money spent for this, what would you call it, these contributions, Digital Tractor, Eagle Press, NorCal Mailing, Press Ready, and all of these firms are in Sacramento and Roseville. So you say, well, why do you go back to 1999? That's old stuff. Well, you know, it just so happens, and we're going to get you answers to this because there is a toll-free helpline to the Fair Political Practices Commission to just ask for information on the filing that was made. This is the same committee now, the filing that was made on January 30th, 2019.
So it's still going strong.
Same Modesto 2000 committee. Their purpose is the same. It's to oppose Carmen Sabatino for mayor of the city of Modesto. Again, if the check mark is opposed, there is a little something in the mayor of the city of Modesto that's no longer the case, but they're still going to oppose them. Now, when I appeared before the supervisors yesterday morning, I mentioned to DeMartini that although his name was on this January 30th form, he didn't sign it. So the assistant treasurer, Supervisor Jim DeMartini, did not sign. Maybe he's bailing out on George. So here's the news. George Petrolakis, interesting, it doesn't give the dates of the contributions. It looks like it's a different form than was used 20 years ago. But the Modesto 2000 committee and loans received. Now, mind you, these are loans. These aren't contributions. George Petrolakis gave a total of $10,421. Okay. I really should go for technical assistance because all of these amounts is $5,000 for $1,124.99. Oh, here it is. These were loans of the date incurred. I see. There was $3,000 in 11/27 of 01, $2,500 in 3/15 of 01, and 2001, and $5,000 on 11/24. This is 99. Well, how does that work? Maybe we should send this in and see if we can get an explanation from the Fair Political Practices Committee. Anyhow, the story is that George A. Petrolakis has $10,421 that he has loaned the Modesto 2000 Committee. And the Modesto 2000 committee's purpose is to oppose Mayor Sabatino, even though I'm not the mayor anymore. You know, Petrolakis has a whole bunch of stuff that he does with elections. One of the, I think, the most egregious things he did in that election, actually, looking back historically, the guy who elected Sabatino mayor of Modesto was George Petrolakis, you know, because he's not the king of slime. He was just the prince. But he made some serious mistakes during that campaign. Number one is he went to the county clerk and asked that she postpone the ballot, you know. I'm sorry, not the ballot. Yeah, sending out the ballots. And the reason he wanted it postponed was that he wanted to send out another mailer. And, of course, it would be a negative mailer. And maybe it's too bad that he didn't have an opportunity to send out one because the mailer he sent out, the last mailer he was able to send out, I think cost him the election. Because he reported, he created this piece that he mailed out to everybody about my mother. And after that went out, the county clerk said to me, she said, you know, we're getting phone calls of ladies that are saying they want to change their vote. They're not going to vote for Lang, they wanted to vote for Carmen Sabatino. And this was as a result of George's hit piece, which sort of backfired on him. And so the county clerk said, you know, you can't change your vote. And the lady would say, well, yeah, you know, but okay, I'll just go get two or three of my friends to vote for him. So that was one of the factors that contributed to my election. And there's a column by Ted Hilliard. Actually, it's in a magazine, and we're going to pull that out here in a few days because what we're doing is we're using history to get ready for what's going to be happening now, starting now. What's going to happen? Who's going to be the characters? Is Branvall going to get a second term? You know, questions like that, that we can find answers to by going back in history. Well, anyhow, so we have a situation where women are now calling in, wanting to change their vote. The result of this attempt by Petrolakis to fix the election, and you fix the election when you say, in effect, if I know exactly when you're going to send out the ballots, I can time the mailings so that my mailing and the ballot gets there the same day.
Oh, that's why.
Or close to the same day. So, the county clerk at the time refused. But since that time, ever since that time, the county clerk is very careful to keep that secret of when the ballots are going to go out. And then everybody that's running gets the same date or the same warning that this is the date that it's going to go out. So the effect of that was George Petrolakis elected Carmen Sabatino to Mayor Modesto.
Did you notice any facial expressions on the council or supervisors when you were talking?
Oh, yesterday?
Yeah.
Well, just a little bit. They're really told to keep their mouth shut. Now, that's, in fact, when Cecil Russell a couple of weeks ago went to the council, appeared before the council and said that I was a liar and guilty of libel and all of that, and he had such little respect for me, I think there was some concern.
Grimacing.
Well, yeah. Well, no, they actually, I think one of them stood up when I tried to respond. And, well, you heard it on the tape.
Yeah.
About, oh, you know, Carmen, you've gone too far. And Branvall, who said, you know, no, I'm not going to let you speak. Although the game is he lets anybody speak who is saying whatever he wants to hear. So, but Branvall shook hands with me last night. That was nice. Cecil Russell didn't. And I didn't go over and shake hands with him.
They were late getting to the dais. What was going on?
I don't know. They were just roaming around the room. They do a lot of politicking, 15 minutes or so, half hour, before they start.
Okay.
So they're walking through the crowd. There wasn't that much of a crowd there last night, but I'm anxious to see. I didn't stick around for the Visitors and Convention Bureau item. I figured, you know, there's nothing I can add to what they're doing now. They're going to do it, and a nonprofit now is going to get a chunk of our money. And I guess the game now is, are we going to get our money's worth? So I think we want to keep close eye on Todd Aronson, and well, maybe we should call Todd and ask if he'll come on board here and talk to us. I think more and more people are going to be anxious to talk to us. I sort of did a little promotion. I said, you know, I said, if the backstory is on at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, and the phone number is 846-1814. So we want people to know that all they have to do is take out their cell phone and dial 846-1814, and they'll be on the air. And they can just listen if they please. Or if they press number one, we'll respond to them. We don't use names because this is a dangerous town. If you get involved in the political system, it could be dangerous for you, politically, socially, economic, to buck the people of power and means. So you have to take that into consideration. The reason for believing that people are afraid of retribution is that the way it works is that if a candidate says, I'd like you to help me, and you say, okay, you write the candidate a check for $99. By doing that, the candidate doesn't have to report your name. Of course, in the case here, Petrolakis and DeMartini, they're proud of their contributions. I mean, we're talking $5,000. So they're not worried about being identified. So
I do have that clip from last night if you are interested. Or
for me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Good evening. If you don't know, I'm here to make sure I tell you that we have a radio show here in Modesto at 11 o'clock on any day, Monday through Friday. You can, on your cell phone, call 846-1814 from wherever you are, Modesto, Stanislaus County, or anywhere in the world. So it's 846-1814. But in the interest of more transparency, it's 2020. It's time for another election. You're here for your fifth term, I guess, fifth year. There is an interest of transparency. I wanted to bring up to you Form 460s. You're going to be filling those out. Those are forms that tell people who gives you money and how much money you get and so on. So I brought a couple. No, I was elected in December 14th of 1999, and there was a committee formed at that time called the Modesto 2000 Committee, and the treasurer of that committee was George Petrolakis, and the secretary was Supervisor Jim DeMartini, and the purpose of the committee is the name of the office holder. It was Carmen Sabatino, and was the mayor of the city of Modesto, and it was to oppose the mayor. They raised from 11-1 to 11-27, $11,957. Contributors were Supervisor Jim DeMartino, Gary Reed, and Liberty Zagaris, who lists herself as a homemaker, $900,905,000. George Petrolakis contributed another $5,000 on 11-24-99. If you don't know, we all know George. He's a political consultant in town, a land developer lawyer. The company hired was Ross Communications. Richie Ross is in the political world, has the title of the King of Slime. I won't go through the other contributors, but their last January 30th of 2019, there's a same committee, same number, and that committee is also called the Modesto 2000 Committee. And this time it's only signed by George Petrolakis. I asked Supervisor Jim DeMartini if he dropped out this year. The total, and I know time's in the essence, the total raised by this committee is $10,421. So they've had over 10 grand in the bank for 15 years. Our phone number is 846-1814, 11 o'clock, Monday through Friday. Thanks for the extra time.
There you go.
You notice I thanked them for the extra time.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't want the mayor to be embarrassed again.
I took him off balance, but yeah.
Yeah, well, that That's enough, Mr. Sabatino. You had enough. We've had enough. You went too far. Chief, that's, you know, and what I'm talking about is a previous appearance before the city council when Cecil Russell. Oh, did that article of Cecil Russell and the mayor, Branville, they've tied it up for his State of the City address. It's going to be used as a fundraiser, not for the mayor, but for the chamber. I really shouldn't think that's humorous.
Where did you do yours from? The dais? When you were mayor?
Oh no, we went to the convention center. We had 450 people, but we did it on a Monday night, and we violated tradition, which, you know, I just thought I was going to talk to the people who elected me, and it wasn't the Downtown Rotary Club. So we met in the convention center. The Rotary Club, they meet in the hotel, the ballroom in the hotel, which means that they avoid a 15% charge if they would do it in the convention center, because the city would get 15% of their lunch. Well, they don't want to sit in that convention center when they can sit in the grand ballroom. But anyhow, we had ours on Monday night, and then Tuesday, tradition said, the first people who hears the mayor address is the Downtown Rotary Club at noon on Tuesday. So we had a tremendous meeting that evening, and then Tuesday I went back and walked into the ballroom of the hotel, and it was cold in there. I mean, it wasn't the air conditioner or anything. It was just a cold reception. Like, who do you think, you know, their feeling was, who do you think you are that you had your first, quote, party last night, and now we're second? So, and it was free. I mean, the chamber didn't get a cut of that. So now we have a situation where the chamber says, oh, we'll sponsor it. We'll do all of this, so they collect $100. It's called, you know, let the arm twisting begin. It begins early, because you know, you're expected to buy a table, you know, and that's anywhere from $800 to $1,000. In fact, when I became mayor, the city would buy tables for $1,000, and the for special events. Nonprofits, charities, worthy events, but the city would buy a table for $1,000, and that meant that five members of the council could take their wives and go out and have dinner at that event, and they would have a table paid for by the city. We put it sort of up that that wasn't a good idea, so. Well, look, tomorrow we are going to be expanding the scope of the show, and we once again will begin emphasizing that if you want to participate, if you have a question or comment, it's 846-1114. And let's see, did we get a call from, was it India? I mean, we've had calls from France.
I think it's France, I don't remember it.
Okay.
Well, we have listeners. Okay.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get together tomorrow. Okay. Talk to you.
Up an awful dust.